Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael Penn, coming to you from the great state of Texas. Today I want to talk to you about names. I'm a school teacher, and so I hear a lot of names called by different kids towards other kids. They usually aren't very nice, and we have to have a discussion about that we only call people by their names. And so in thinking about that, it got me to thinking about how God calls us and how Satan calls us. Let me back up a little bit. First of all, you're given a name at birth. So my name is spelled J-A-E-L. Now, growing up, I guess nobody really knew how to pronounce my name. So I grew up being called Jael. Like one syllable, like that bad place where you go when you've committed a crime, which was horrible. I got teased a lot. But as I got older and I started to study the Bible and I could read Hebrew and understand Hebrew, I realized that my name had two syllables and that actually the J in Hebrew should be pronounced with a different sound. So really my name is Yael. Or Jael, but here in Texas, most people call me JL, like initials, and that works too, because in English, with the two-syllable word that ends in a vowel, I know I'm giving you way too much info, it would be the long sound A, which would make it JL. So I will answer to any of those three, JL, Jael, or Yael. And your name is important. It's a part of your identity now. As a woman, when you get married, most of the time you take on your husband's last name. So now your identity is paired with his. But before that, you had the last name of your father. So I'm saying all that to say this. Answer to who your father has called you to be, not who Satan says you are, because Satan calls you by your sin and Jesus calls you by your name. I remember when Pastor Rodriguez said that on TBN, I was just floored and I thought, you are so right. He's so manipulative. He's such a liar, the enemy. He wants to call you by your sin. So he calls you addicted. He calls you adulterer. He calls you fornicator. He calls you gambler or whatever it is. But Jesus, he has wonderful names for us, such as a friend of the king. John 15:15 says, I do not call you servants any longer, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you my friends because I have revealed to you everything that I have heard from my Father. How beautiful is that, that the God of the universe would call us a friend. He calls us redeemed. Romans 3:22-25, I'll read part of it. This righteousness of God comes through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe. There is no distinction, since all have sinned and continually fall short of the glory of God, and are being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a sacrifice of atonement and reconciliation by his blood through faith. God calls us bold and confident. Psalms 138:3 says, on the day I called, you answered me, and you made me bold and confident with renewed strength in my life. God calls you protected. Psalms 3:3 says, but you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and my honor, and the one who lifts my head. God calls us a masterpiece. Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared for us beforehand, taking paths which he set so that we would walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us. God calls us upheld. Psalms 55:22 says, cast your burden on the Lord, release it, and he will sustain and uphold you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken, which means he will not allow you to slip, fall, or fail. God calls us loved. Romans 8, 35 to 37 says, "Who shall ever separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors and gain an overwhelming victory through him who loved us so much that he died for us." So you can see that these names are so much more loving and edifying and encouraging than what the enemy calls you, and all of his words are lies. God calls us strong. Psalms 28:7, "The Lord is my strength and my impenetrable shield. My heart trusts with unwavering confidence in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song, I shall thank him and praise him." God calls us free. 2 Corinthians 3:17. "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is a liberty, emancipation from bondage, or true freedom." So I encourage you to meditate on what God calls you rather than what Satan calls you. And the last thing I want to leave you with is a quote by Bill Johnson, if I can find it. I heard it yesterday and I posted it on Facebook and I just thought it was so profound. He says, "I can't afford to have thoughts in my head about me that God doesn't have in his." In other words, you can't afford to answer to a name that God has not named you. That's profound. Trust that you are his, that he's your daddy, that he loves you, and that he wants the best for you. Have a blessed day.